coincidence. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Coincidence. Is there anything in life that happens as a coincidence? It seems to happen at the same time that happens out of accident, or it's just by chance. And, of course, there's nothing that happens by chance. Everything has a cause. No matter what we want to say, everything has a cause. Now, what is that cause? We'd like to know that, wouldn't we? We'd like to know just what that cause is. What is the cause that affects our life? What is the cause that puts conditions into our life that make it beautiful or make it sad or make it happy or make it glad? What is it that makes these things happen? Well, we are always thinking beautiful thoughts. We're always thinking wonderful thoughts, harmonious thoughts. And so, harmonious things just come to us in our life. Because we are what we might call a magnet to those things, but I disdain using the word magnet because we do not attract things to us. We create them in our world, but we don't attract them. Because to attract them means that we have no control of whether they come or whether they don't come. It depends on how big your magnet is, how strong it is, whether something comes into your life. Now, rather, I would have us think that we are the creator of our world, and we are the creator because the magnet speaks also of a chance or an accident that might happen. Okay, now, we are the creators of our world, and we create our world by our thoughts, and wherever our thoughts dwell, that's what comes. A happy person just seems to live in a world of happiness because a happy person creates happiness wherever they are. They do not create unhappy situations. Now, this is just the way it is. It's just the truth about it. People just do not create unhappy situations, and the reason that they don't create unhappy situations is that they don't choose to have unhappy situations in their life. Do you choose to have an unhappy situation in your life? Do you choose to have in your life something that is not harmonious for you? Well, that's up to you. That's up to you. You have to decide whether you think that that is important, whether you think that that is what you really want in your life, or whether it's not what you want in your life. Because it's all by your choice. It's all by your choice of your attitude, of what you choose to have in your world. Now, what do you choose to have in your world? What do you choose to know in your world? What do you choose to be in your world? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? What do you choose to be in your world? Well, you choose to be in your world whatever is important for you and whatever you feel is beneficial for you. And so therefore, nothing really takes place by coincidence. It all takes place because you have put a cause in motion that you want to experience. Now, coincidence bespeaks magic, bespeaks something that happened just by chance, something that happens that we had no control over. And we all know that we have control over everything in our life. We all know that we have control over all the experiences in our life. We have control over everything. But,
well, some things seem like they happen by coincidence.
That's true. Some things seem like they happen by coincidence. And when they seem to happen by coincidence, what really is taking place? What is taking place is that these seemingly coincidental things that are happening were put into motion by a definite cause that we had in our thinking. How many times have you remembered your childhood? How many times have you remembered the experiences that you had in your childhood? And how many times does something happen in your life that brings up a memory that you had long forgotten, that you had long disbanded with, and you had long no longer thought was important? That happens quite often, doesn't it? So you see, we have many hidden agendas in our life, in our thinking, many hidden thoughts that we haven't paid any attention to, and yet they are very powerful in operating our world, making us think it's a coincidence, making us think that it's a chance event that has taken place. As when we begin to really take charge of our thoughts, really take charge of our thinking,
We will not allow ourselves to have thoughts in our mind that think that it's a chance, that think that we can win by chance or we can do something. We win because we put thoughts in motion that are winning thoughts. We have a healthy body because we put thoughts in motion that are a healthy body. We are independently wealthy because we put thoughts in motion that we are independently wealthy. How many times do you think that you're not independently wealthy? Oh my goodness sakes. How many times do you think, oh, it'd be nice to be independently wealthy? Oh my goodness. How many times do you think, if only I had such wealth, I would be so happy? You see, every one of those thoughts is a killer. It destroys independent wealth because it says you haven't got it, which is true, you don't have it. And as long as you go around protesting and proclaiming and providing the fact that to the world, your world, that you don't have it, your world will not reveal to you that it is already yours. So how do we clean up our act? We take the word coincidence and throw it out the window. And in its place, we put in there choice. We have made a choice of speaking our word and achieving the gift, the goal, the goodness, whatever it is that we want. It's our choice. Now, what is it that you want? What kind of thing do you want in your world? What do I want in my world? What is my every moment thinking about? And whatever my every moment thinking is about, that is my experience and that is my life. Hardly a coincidence, but really a choice. This is a choice that I make for myself. It's a choice that all can make for themselves too. But it's a choice that I make for myself, and I live in a very, very, very happy, contented, satisfied, sufficient, and wonderful world. Join me. I know you're there already, because that's how I create you, just like I create me. I love you. I love you. I love you.